Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists out from all over the world. You got Tina and Alan and Pina the Squirrel, and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Live from your computer, it's time again for another episode of The Josie Show, Valentine's Day edition. Happy February 14th. Tonight, Josie welcomes James Michael Miller, Johnny Shea, and Greg Camp. And a special appearance by Peanut the Squirrel and her brother Squirrely Squirrel. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now, because she still writes out her Valentine's Day cards in crayons, Josie Passantino.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Josie Show. I am very, very excited that you all are joining us. We have a really, really fantastic, lovely show. See what I did there?
Josie, am I on yet?
Yes, you are here. Hello?
When do I do my Valentine surprise?
We will do it a little bit later on in the show because we are jam-packed with guests tonight, so I want to make sure we have time for everybody.
Tina and I really have to have a talk about the scheduling thing.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I'll be back.
He'll be back, people. He'll be back. I'm excited. It's going to be a really, really jam-packed show, like I said, and it's going to be so great. We have special guest James Michael Miller, who's on Nashville's Got Talent. We have Johnny C., who has a music career and legacy that most can only dream about. And we will get to know Greg Camp a little bit better tonight. Also, we'll feature a new song from Jason Terry, our friend Jason Terry. You know who he is. So I'm very, very excited about that. So it's going to be a really, really great night. Please stay tuned to the end of the show because we're going to tell you about our Josie Show VIP members, how you could join the VIP family, and also we have some announcements as well. So I want to make sure that we get all that in, so please stay tuned. So I believe, yes, I said that in the beginning. My producer's like, remember it's Valentine's Day, make sure you say it. I'm like, I said that in the beginning. I promise you I said that. I'm not going crazy. But yes, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And so now I know my first guest is here, so everyone, please welcome to the show, James Michael Miller. Woo!
Hey, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Woo! Welcome to the Josie Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys? Y'all sound like you're having a great time.
We are. We're just joking, having fun, and just it's going to be a crazy time. I'm very excited.
Cool.
It'll be great. Yes. Yes. I'm very, very excited to get to know you a little bit better and play some of your music tonight. So that's going to be really great.
Thank you very much. And happy Valentine's Day to you, Josie. Hope it was a great day.
Oh, yes, it was fantastic. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I hope it was wonderful.
It's always wonderful. I'm with my wife.
Oh, well, see, there you go. It's always wonderful on your end then.
Right.
On your end. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And, you know, like I said, I'm very, very excited to get to know you better. So I know, people really want to, first off, get to know you a little better, kind of the beginning when all of this started for you. So, I mean, you've been involved in the entertainment business for many years, both acting and singing. But how did you get started with this passion for entertainment that you have? When did that start?
Well, let's see. I was 7 years old, sitting on my mama's lap, and she was teaching me que sera sera, going down the road of all things.
So, cute.
So after I started singing a little bit, well, later on, I picked up the guitar and tried to learn how to play it when I was younger, but I had more passion for the vocals than anything, so I kind of put it down and went to singing. Kind of done like old Ronnie McDowell did. Used to lock myself in the room and sing after every song I could think of and learn the words. And then later on in life, I hooked up with a band and started getting a real feel of the band life. Like in 97, me and a band played in Benton, Arkansas, and I got to play for 2,000 people. And after I got that energy rush, I just couldn't put it down. I love music.
Oh, that's awesome. So it kept pulling you back. I mean, you have done such great, you know, acting in movies and television, but it's funny how that one particular talent just kept grabbing your attention.
Yes, ma'am. And the funny part is I've actually had more luck in the movie industry. I have been in a lot of films. I've been on TV and movie scenes. I've been in two Renegade episodes. I got to actually meet Johnny Cash and Lorenzo Lamas in that show, and got to meet Scott Ree in a movie called Hearts Adrift. I got to play an extra in those shows there. And then I was also in I actually got a starring role in the Ten Commandments of Chloe that was just recently put out 2011 by Princeton Hope, starring Naomi Cates. And then I've been in the Nashville TV series several times as an extra, and there's been a lot of other stuff I've done.
That is so cool. What's your favorite part about, you know, acting in movies and TV? Because I know there's, you know, a whole other, you know, story behind the scenes that people aren't, you know, seeing when they turn on their favorite TV show. So what is it like for you?
Well, my favorite thing happened to me was in Ten Commandments, Chloe. I actually got to sing a portion of a song of mine called Keep Telling Me Lies, and actually had a speaking role in that. I played a bar owner in it, and my wife was also in that with us. And so that was the greatest moment of my life, getting to perform and act with my wife.
Yeah, wow, that is really, really cool. How fun. That is very, very cool. And, you know, I also know that, you know, people probably have seen you. I believe, you know, I've seen a video of you on Nashville's Got Talent. Can you tell us a little bit about that? That's really cool.
Yes. Nashville Got Talent was 2010. I was actually performing for the Hickory Hollow Mall. They were trying to raise funds to try to keep the mall open. And so I got to perform for that show.
Wow. That is awesome. And you're still rocking. You're doing great things, and you have wonderful music out that I'm going to play in just a few. But first, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the music that you have out right now, your sound, and, you know, where everybody can check it out?
Yeah, it's a little bit of southern classic rock, some country, some rock and roll. You can find me on Nashville Universe. I'm actually a nominee for Shooting Star Award, Horizon Award. They will actually be putting on that award show February 17th downtown Nashville at the Silver Dollar Saloon. So anybody wants to come down and check that out, please do. And so you can always hit me up on the link there at NashvilleUniverse.com.
Awesome. Check it out. And congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I was also nominated as a vocalist of the year, but I made it to 10th place. But, hey, I'm still having fun. I'm still in the nominee category of the Shooting Star Award, which is one of the biggest awards that you could get, from what I hear.
Absolutely. Wow, that is so great. Well, congratulations. And, I mean, it's just that's just so wonderful just to be nominated. I mean, that's just incredible.
Yes,
wow.
Ma'am. I hear that you've also been nominated for a lot of stuff, too. You've done some things.
Yeah, for podcast awards, a long time ago, I don't think we, you know, did it for this year. Yeah, we didn't do it this year, but maybe down the road we could maybe try and get back in. You never know.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to all the people all over Nashville Universe and Facebook. Be sure to check out Josie's show. She is a great kind of show. That is awesome.
Thank you. And, you know, I think you are incredible. I mean, I absolutely love your voice, and the songs that we're about to play are just incredible. So
thank you very much.
I know people, yes. I mean, I know people are going to want to hear your voice, like, right now. So we have the song, Took a Walk Down Broadway to Clear My Head. And if you don't mind, I'd love to play that right now. I know people are really
Please
excited
do.
About it. Let's do it. Then let's do it. Let's not delay. Here we go. Took a Walk Down Broadway to Clear My Head by James Michael Miller. Be right back. Check it out.
I took a walk down Broadway to clear my head. 'Cause you had just walked out on me. Spotted an old friend playing a mandolin. And he picked up my smile. Yes, he did. Played an old song from yesterday about a man who passed away, who used to sing a song about the ring of fire, and I felt his death. Dropped a dollar in his case, show appreciation of his love, and to give a little back to God. I took a walk down Broadway. Made my way down to the end of Broadway, and the Mississippi Queen's pulling up to the bank. I took a ride down the river in the rain to try to get over my pain. When I reached the bay of Nashville, my heart started to cry. 'Cause there'll be no more holding you tight. At least I got my friend Mandolin Mike to make it right. I dropped a dollar in his case, show appreciation of his love, and to give a little back to God, to go on down.
To purchase your music and show our support for the new fans out there that want to check you out. Where can we go?
Hey, you can go on to the Nashville Universe and download it from there, or you can go to SoundClick, James Michael Miller. I have other songs on there that you can go on and download it from. And also, if you want to catch me live this weekend, I will be playing at Opry Mills at 12 o'clock. I'll be doing a live show there. And tomorrow night also, I'll be playing at the Uncommon Ground, I'll be playing there at 7 o'clock. So if you want to come and check out the show, please do. And I'll be there at Opry Mills again, the 22nd.
Awesome, awesome. So if anyone's near that area, they can go and check you out and take pictures. So those of us who can't go can check it out and feel like we're there anyway. That'd be awesome.
Yes, please do.
Sounds great, sounds great. And also for your new fans out there that want to chat with you and, you know, all that fun stuff, get to know you better, where can we go, some social networking sites, that, those kind of fun things?
Well, yeah, like I say, you can always catch me on Nashville Universe. I'm always there, or Facebook. Check me out on Facebook, James Michael Miller, and you can come chat to me there anytime. Be sure to log in, make a friend. Always welcome with friends to Facebook. And also like to give a shout-out to my mom and for bringing me into this world. Love you, Mama. She's in Arkansas. Can't say that to my dad. He's in heaven. Hey, I know he's looking down on me and proud that I'm doing the things I'm doing. So, and I really enjoy being on your show, Josie. Thank you, too.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. I am very, very excited that I am getting the chance to chat with you and play your music tonight. And, you know, I'm a fan, and I personally am wondering if you're working on any other projects that you could tell us about, anything in the works that you could share.
A little bit of a hint, I am working on a movie. I'm actually working on a song for a movie for Kenny Lee's Durango. It's a Western movie. Give a shout-out to Kenny Lee. Hope you're doing good, buddy, on Valentine's Day. And actually going to be working with him and Charlie Wayne Phelps with that.
Awesome.
Give a shout-out
awesome.
To Charlie Wayne.
Yeah.
Hope Charlie's having a good day on his Valentine's Day with Margie and his wife.
Mm-hmm. That's so, so cool. I mean, you know, I have to say, you know, for those, you know, out there that are trying to get their music heard and, you know, would like their song on, you know, movies and all that other stuff, I mean, because I have no idea how that happens. So, you know, how do you get something like that? Do they contact you or what happens?
Well, Max Reality, I just, it's God sent mostly. It's a lot of footwork. You got to get out and just kick down doors and, you know, check the newspaper, check Craigslist, check Facebook, check anything and everything. It's got to advertise it with movies, music, entertainment of all types. I mean, now sometimes I've run across people that actually ask me to do things like the movie Pros and Cons. I live with a friend of mine in Antioch, and Pete Wade off Productions, his buddy George Fresandes had actually asked me to be in a video there, and I had actually just went to just hang out with him to see it, you know, be filmed and everything, and next thing I know, I actually got a speaking role in it. And so,
wow.
And so that
That's
was really
cool.
great.
You never
the name
know.
Of that movie is called Pros and Cons.
Sweet, sweet. Wow, that's really cool. I mean, you never know how, you know, how it can happen, but I mean, I guess if you know the right people and if you're in the right place, right time, I mean, hey, anything's possible. That's really, really
yes,
cool.
Ma'am.
Yes. And we have another song of yours tonight called George Song that I would really love to play. So let's do that right now, okay?
Woo. Yeah, that was a tribute to George Jones.
Oh, I am so happy to play it tonight. Thank you so much for sending it. I'm very excited. So let's play
You're
it right now.
He
has George Song. Thank you. Here we go.
Just a good old boy, born hard, raised even harder in this world. Learning about the wrongs and rights, learning how to fight. Just learning how to get it right. Just a good old boy with a golden
Beautiful tribute. That was George's Song by James Michael Miller, and we're back with him right now. Now, I heard a little birdie told me that you do a very good Elvis. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. You can go to Nashville University, and actually I have a link where I'm singing Suspicious Minds.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Well, then I definitely want to check that out. That sounds really, really cool. Wow. So all you Elvis fans out there, go check it out. We'll post the link after the show as well for people to, you know, get your music and check it all out and everything, you know, all that fun stuff. All right?
Great. I appreciate
perfect.
All that.
Yes. Perfect. And also some fun questions here for you. What is one of your greatest career memories so far? What would you say?
Greatest career memory?
Yes.
I guess my greatest career memory would be being in the Ten Commandments, Chloe. Because I actually am, you know, if you watch that, if you go to the link, Ten Commandments, Chloe, on Google it, and actually watch that show, it actually says I'm a star in the movie in the credits, and so I have to say that's one of the biggest things to me that I've done so far.
Wow, that is very, very cool. Oh, I love that. You know, and also another fun question here for you. When you are, you always have to have that free time, and you're constantly working, constantly keeping busy and doing such great work. But what do you like to do kind of on your downtime when you have spare time? Some hobbies.
On my spare time, I like to hang out with my beautiful wife.
Good answer. Very good answer.
I have to say she has been a big blessing to me because 2009 I had actually give up on the music industry and had gone back to Arkansas, was renting U-Hauls of all things, and because music was so political here in Nashville, and so I had decided to give it up for a little while. Well, while I was renting U-Hauls, I got on Facebook surfing around and met my wife. 2010,
wow.
We got married. She says, "You got a pretty voice. You need to come to Nashville." I said, "I just left Nashville." She says, "Well, you need to come back." She says, "I'll come get you." And she did, and we have had a blast ever since. I have to say God sent me a great woman.
Oh, wow. That is such a cool story. I mean, hey, you never know who you can meet online. Maybe a future person that you can marry one day. See? There
yeah,
you go.
And it brought in the song that I've got online called Internet Highway. So y'all get a chance, please link into that and listen to it. It's a great song.
Wow. I have to check that out. That is very, very cool. Wow. I love that. And, you know, we are running out of time, but I just want to say thank you so, so much for coming on the show on the special Valentine's episode of all episodes. Thank you so, so much. I love it.
Thank you very much, too, Josie. And y'all have a great night and have a great Valentine's Day. And thank you again for letting me be on the show. Good night, everybody.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. And we'd love to have you back on anytime, okay, for an update or whatever you'd like.
Thank you. Awesome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great night. Loved it. That was James Michael Miller. Woo! And I am so, so glad that we got to play both of his songs tonight. And now, please listen to a special message right now. Here we go.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost,
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to that important message. And we now have
Hey, Josie.
Hello.
Hey, am I on yet? Is it time?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
First, do you want to guess what I'm sending you for your birthday? I'll give you a hint. It's fuzzy, looks like kittens, and full of pudding.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. That's a weird mixture of different things. I have no idea. I'm going to be...
Oh, you're going to be surprised.
Oh, boy. I can't wait. I can't wait. It sounds very interesting, to say the least. But I know that you have a special Valentine's thing going on, so how about you start?
I'm very excited to check it out. Are you ready? I don't care if you're ready. Here it goes.
Okay.
Exciting and new, come aboard. We're expecting you and love, life's sweetest reward. Let it flow, it floats back to you.
Hey, it's Peanut the Squirrel. And Squirrely the Squirrel. And we're listening to the Love Boat. Yeah, and Peanut's quirky. I am not. I'm just waving my tail. Happening. Okay, anyway. This is our Josie Show Valentine's Top 5 Things Not to Do on Valentine's Day. And it's very important, so you're going to want to pay attention. Okay, number one. And we went over this on last week's show. Do not put an engagement ring in her drink. Because she's going to swallow it. Then she's going to get constipated, and she's going to be twerking all the way to the bathroom, and it's not a pretty thing. Yeah, this is very true. Okay, so we got that covered, and why is Josie and Tina giggling? Something about rings up the butt, I don't know. Anyway, okay, so we got number five covered. So number four, and this one's really important too. Wait, how could it be number four? We just did number one. Okay, fine then, it's number two. Wait, isn't that another word for a poopy? Would you shut? Oh, my. Okay, number two. I was just thinking, like, if there's a ring stuck up her butt, how's she gonna go number two? Okay, enough with the rings. Forget, don't give the girl a ring. You'll regret it, okay? Forget the ring. Okay, now, the next one. The song, And I Got a DaVita, is not a proper Valentine's Day song. Yeah, neither is anything by Justin Bieber. Yeah, that kind of sends the wrong message, doesn't it? Okay, so that's the number two one. Okay, number three. If the person you're with wants to get all romantic, because it's Valentine's Day and that's what happens, don't say, what have you done for me lately? Because it's just not very cool, and she's just going to leave with somebody else. Okay, So that's the number three. Okay, ready for number four? Okay, you sure this is number four now? Yes, I'm sure. Would you shut up? Go to work or something. Okay, number four. When you do get romantic with her, make sure you know her name so you don't yell out the wrong name or you'll wake up dead the next day. Okay, it's very important. You gotta remember that one. Remember to say the right name. Like, if her name is Lisa, you don't want to, like, be calling her Dave, because that would be bad, okay? Okay. Oh, actually, I'd laugh if I saw that happen. Yeah, you probably would. Yeah, actually, I would, too. Okay, all right. Okay, number one, or number five. Which way are we going here? I don't know. Okay, number five, and this is most important of all. Do not make rude bodily noises just so you can be alone with her, because you're only going to clear out the room, you're going to clear her out with the rest of the room, and you'll be sitting there all alone, twerking by yourself. So, you gotta remember this. These are very important rules for Valentine's Day. And, yeah, and don't forget to buy your squirrels some chocolates, because squirrels like chocolates, and, yeah, okay. And we're gonna go, because Josie's got a show to do, and we gotta go put pudding in her shoes. Bye, Josie, bye, see ya. Yeah, we're gonna go get pizza, we might save you, son, but then again, we won't. Okay, bye.
Well, there you go, people. Those were some very important Valentine's Day tips by our one and only mascot. Oh, goodness. Peanuts. We may get complaints after today. And now we are going to put on our next guest. I'm very excited. Here we go, Johnny C. Woo! Hello!
Woo! Hello. Is this Josie?
Yes, it is. Woo. And you have to have the applause. Yes. Yes, it is. Thank you so much for coming on the Josie Show on our Valentine's Day special.
Great. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. Good, good. I'm very, very excited. We got your songs tonight, and then we're also going to get to know you a little bit better. So it's going to be a great, great night. Woo. Very excited. Let's do it. For the first question here that I have, to get to know you a little bit better, because I know music was pretty much in your blood from an early age because you grew up with very talented parents. So can you tell us a little bit about that, how you got started?
Well, I started playing around with music when I was a kid and sang a lot. Mm-hmm. My mother was a great singer, and my granddad, her father, sang on the radio back in the 30s in Mississippi, and I guess I just sort of picked it up. I learned to play the guitar a little when I was about 15, and I was in high school in 17, and I was on a dare. I entered a talent contest and had to win the thing, you know, over and over again for 3 months to win the finals, and I won it, much to my surprise. And part of the deal was that I got a one-year recording contract with the National Recording Corporation. So all of a sudden I was in the music business. And then Shelby Singleton approached me about managing me and told me he'd take me to the Louisiana Hayride if he could take me on. And so that's how I wound up being on the Louisiana Hayride. I actually recorded my first record when I was 17, and it was released on my 18th birthday.
Oh,
and,
wow, that's really cool.
The next thing I knew, I was a regular member of the Louisiana Hayride when I was 18.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. What a way to remember your 18th birthday. That's so cool. Wow.
And that was in 1958.
Wow. That is very, very cool. I mean, what a great way to, you know, really come upon music and really get brought into the music scene, and that's very, very cool. Wow.
Well, I didn't work at it very hard. It all kind of just fell together, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right, definitely. Wow. And, you know, like I said, I mean, it pretty much is in your blood. You know, you have really, really talented parents and family, but outside of your family, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to?
Oh, gosh. That's hard to say. There's so many great ones. Marty Robbins was a big influence on me. Of course, Johnny Cash and Ray Price and Don Gibson. And I got to work with so many of those people. Farron Young. I traveled with Farron for quite a lot, on the road, and also Ferlin Husky. And I was very young at the time, and they gave me a lot of good advice, you know, and sort of took me out of their wing and helped me along.
Wow. That's incredible.
After I was on the hayride for a couple of years, I decided I was ready for Nashville, and I moved to Nashville in 1960. And wasn't long before I kind of had my foot in the door and got a new manager there in Nashville, Hubert Long, who also managed Farron Young and Berlin Husky, Skeeter Davis and Roy Dreskin and a bunch of other people. And Hubert helped me a lot, getting guest shots on the Grand Ole Opry and all that. And it was a pretty exciting time.
Oh, I would say. Definitely.
I remember when I left Shreveport and decided to go to Nashville, I was told when you get there, go down on Broadway Street right across from the Ernest Tubb Record Shop. Mm-hmm. And there's a bar there called Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. So you go in there, you'll find somebody you know that will help you get established. So that's exactly what I did. I walked in there, and I ordered me a cold beer, and I sit there at the bar, and I looked around, and I saw people that I knew, all right. I saw Patsy Cline and her husband, Charlie Dick, sitting at a table. And
wow.
I looked on the jukebox, and there was a couple of my records. I thought, well, I'm not a stranger here. So the next thing I knew, I was sitting at the table with Patsy, and told him that I had just, you know, come to Nashville and was hoping to get on the Opry. And she said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you out to our house and go feed you. And then we're going to bring you back to town and find you a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So my first meal in Nashville was cooked by Patsy Cline.
Not a lot of people say that.
They took me to an old hotel there that wasn't very far from WSM radio station called the Clarkston Hotel. And got me a room there for $14 a week.
Wow.
So... That was very interesting times. I don't know what else to tell you about.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Wow. How amazing. I mean, just randomly, you're there, and you see Patsy Cline, and then, I mean, just wow. Not a lot of people can say that happened to them. Wow. That's incredible. Incredible, incredible. And, you know, like you mentioned with that story, you know, being on the Grand Ole Opry, I mean, I speak to a lot of artists who have that dream of being on the Grand Ole Opry, but you guested on it several times over the year. Can you tell us, you know, kind of the experience with that, being on that big stage and just, you know, it's probably crazy.
Well, of course, I've been on the hayride quite a lot, and I traveled on road shows with the hayride, and being on a big stage wasn't anything new to me, but just the fact that it was Grand Ole Opry, and I was, you know, there's so many of the other people there that, you know, you're standing, it's a crowded backstage there. I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but backstage at the Ryman was a very crowded scene, and the dressing rooms were small, and so you were rubbing shoulders with just all the people that were on, you know, and Hank Snow and Ernest Tubb, and, you know, and it was just a... I don't know how to describe it. Very exciting and almost like a dream come true, you know.
Yeah, sure is. Wow. That is incredible, incredible. I mean, just you know, with the history of Grand Ole Opry, being there and being on stage is like just probably a surreal moment for you. Just knowing everything about it would probably be...
Well, in those times, it was like hitting the big time, you know what I mean, for country music anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it still has that aura about it or that atmosphere, but back then it was like you had hit the big time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That was the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that is the Super Bowl of Nashville pretty much still today. So I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Wow. I mean, you have so many amazing, amazing experiences that, you know, I mean, I found out that you are going to be writing that you're working on a book and possibly a new album. And is that right? That's really
Yes, that's true. Of course, the album thing is going pretty slow because I don't work on it as hard as I should. And I've been at it for 2-3 years. But I think with my wife pushing me, we'll get it done one of these days.
Perfect.
And the book, same thing. There's a ghostwriter working on it with me, and... he tries to get me to sit down and work on it, and sometimes it's pretty hard to do. But we're working on it.
Wow,
I cannot wait to read it. While I'm still breathing.
Yeah, right. Wow, that's amazing. I can't wait to read it.
Just the other day to go over and you know, and read through it and make corrections to it if there was anything that, you know, didn't look right to me, which I did. And I don't know when it will be done, but it will be done.
Wow. Can't wait. And it's going to, I mean, is it going to, you know, obviously it's going to be about your life, so you're going to get to share your experiences through this book, which is going to be very interesting to read. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I never felt like I had that much to tell. But for me, it's more putting down my memories as sort of a legacy to my family and my kids and grandkids and things like that.
Right.
If other people enjoy it, that's great. But, you know, it's not going to be a tell-all. I'm not the type to do a tell-all book, but they're just the more interesting things in my life that are, you know, that I think a family would enjoy reading, you know what I mean?
Wow, absolutely. That's, you know, such a great thing for your family, you know, putting out something like that and, you know, just kind of sharing your experiences and everything about, you know, what went down. And, I mean, I can't wait to read it, and I'm definitely going to share it when that comes out. So you have to let us know. I would love that.
Okay, we sure will.
Yes. And, you know, I also, we have a few of your songs here tonight, so I really want to start with this song called Willie's Drunk and Nellie's Dying, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play that.
All right,
here we go. Check it out. Bye, Johnny.
This is a true story about a good man and his woman. He was my neighbor for 2 years. There's a country man back in the hills, his name is Willie York. He's 58, his back still straight, he lives on the Big East Fork. He knew the kind of freedom in his young life long ago. The kind you can't have today, no matter where you go. And he don't realize that the world around him's changed. So he tries to live the way he did, but his trying's all in vain. His thinking it ain't just like yours, but that don't mean it's wrong. Willie's drunk and Nellie's dying, Nellie's almost gone. Willie's drunk and Nellie's dying, you ought to see her life. It's all been wrong, it's almost gone, it's been nothing but a fight. Five little boys and four little girls, what will their future be? Drunk and Nellie's dying, there ain't nobody free. Down in a holler in a shade where the sun don't ever shine, Willie and his brother, they were making good moonshine. They spent 13 and a half years in a Nashville prison cell for killing the deputy sheriff in the Williamson County Jail. This man has been my neighbor now for 2 years and a week. His kids and mine, they play together down along the creek. Some say men like Willie York are just plain no good. But let me tell you, Mr. Willie's done the best he could. Oh, Willie's drunk and Nellie's dying, you ought to see their life. It's all been wrong, it's almost gone, it's been nothing but a fight. Five little boys and four little girls, what will their future be? Willie's drunk and Nellie's dying, there ain't nobody free. Willie York's a man who lives in a time that he don't fit. In youth he lived the free life that our times will not permit. And there's thousands more just like him from the mountains to the plains. They need help just because they don't know how to change. If a buck or two you'd like to send to a good man who's in need, send to Willie York, Big East Fork, Franklin, Tennessee. Oh, Willie's drunk and Nellie's dying, you ought to see their life. It's all been wrong, it's almost gone. It's been nothing but a fight. Five little boys and four little girls, what will their future be? Oh, Willie's drunk and Nellie's dying, there ain't nobody free. Willie's drunk and Nellie's dying, there ain't nobody free.
And that was Willie's Drunk and Nellie's Dying by Johnny C. And we're back right now. And for your new listeners and new fans and supporters out there who want to purchase this song along with all of your other music, where are the best places that we can go? Ooh, Johnny C., did we lose you?
No, I'm here. I was listening to you.
Oh, sorry. We want to make sure we didn't lose you. We have a bad storm over by us, so I thought we just disappeared.
I'm here.
But we were wondering where the best places are to support your music, purchase your music. Where's the best place?
Well, of course, you can get the CDs on Amazon.com and some of the deals like that, you know, the websites, and you can order them off of my website. That song, Willie's Drunk and Nellie's Dying, I wrote that song in 1968 or 69, I forget. And I really knew Willie York. He was a friend, and he lived not far from me up there near Franklin, Tennessee. And I got to know him over a two-year period. And I happened to be driving by his old house one day, and I saw him leading his milk cow. And he had a bucket in one hand and a lead rope to his milk cow in the other, and he was staggering drunk. And I knew his wife was in the hospital and not doing good, and they were not expecting her to survive her cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought came to me, Willie's drunk and Nellie's dying, and I went home and wrote that song.
Wow.
When it came out in 1970, Life magazine did an article about it. The senior editor of Life magazine heard it on the radio, and he called me and asked me if it was really a true story, and I said, yes, it is. And he said, well, you think you could get Willie to talk to us and maybe pose for some pictures, and we'd like to do a story about it. And in the July 17th issue of Life magazine, they did a 7-page story about me writing that song about Willie York.
Oh, wow.
Very interesting.
That is interesting. Wow.
I believe my daughter put the article on my website where you can pull it up and read it if anybody's interested.
Oh, good, good. We'll definitely check it out. And also we will post the link to your website after the show so everybody can check it out. We'll make sure we get that.
Yeah, that'd be great. My daughter did my website for me. One of my daughters is Fawn. And she did a great job on it. I wouldn't know how to even start making one, you know. And I didn't even know how to send music. My wife did that for me.
Wow. Such a great job. It looks amazing. It really does. Wow. How neat.
He was a pretty interesting character. Term, the Big East Fork, was an area up there not far from Franklin. And there's a road up there called Big East Fork Road and a creek called Big East Fork Creek. And I was living out there on an 1,800-some-odd-acre piece of land that belonged to Blue Lord Felice Bryant, who wrote a lot of the Everly Brothers songs. They owned that property, but an old Texas cowboy friend of mine had it leased. And there was a house on it that he invited me to live in, which is how I wound up there. And it's way out in the woods, you know, in the hills. Great place. And after I moved out of that house, Leonard Cohen. You know who Leonard Cohen is?
No.
Anyway, he moved into it. Well, he's a poet and singer and kind of he's very well known in the, pop or rock field. But anyway, he moved into that old house after I moved out of it because he thought it was a very inspiring place. He was quite a writer.
Oh, wow. That's really, really cool. I'm going to have to Google that now to see who it is. That's really cool.
Yeah, Leonard Cohen. Check him out.
Yeah, I definitely will. Gotta love Google for that. Wow, that's really, really cool. After this show, I'm going to have to check out the article and check all that out so I could, you know, really know fully. That's just really, 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 really interesting.
Anyway, Willie was a neighbor who lived about, you know, a mile or so down Big East Fork Road from me, and so over a period of time, I kind of got to know him, you know. And he filled me in on his life, and that's how I knew about him going to prison and all that. Mm-hmm. And, so anyway, I wrote a song about it. I didn't know how you'd take it, you know, call him drunk and all that, but he thought it was great.
Right. Wow.
They now
I
think they have something up there called Willie York Day, or days up there now every year.
Really?
He's passed, of course. He and Nellie are both gone now, but they have a celebration up there, Willie York Days now.
Wow. It's such a you know, great song, and it's very interesting, you know, that it's actually real, you know. I can imagine people were like, is it real? Is it not? But just knowing it's real puts a whole other kind of story behind the song, you know.
Yeah.
You can actually get it. That's very, very interesting. Definitely going to have to check out that article. And, you know, you have so much, you know, amazing, amazing things that you've, you know, experienced and achieved. But, you know, I always feel like you have to have that other, you know, goal out there, you know, that next platform. So is there still something out there that you would really love to do or start getting into, or what would you say?
Well, I would say when I was a kid, I will say I never grew up, let's put it that way. I'm 73 years old, but I'm still a kid. And when I was a kid, there were several things I wanted to do real bad. I wanted to fly airplanes. I wanted to be a cowboy. I wanted to pick the guitar and sing. I wanted to run steam locomotives. And by the time I was grown, a lot of that stuff was kind of hard to get into, you know. When I was in high school, I actually wanted to be a fighter pilot. But I got into the music business instead.
Well, there you go.
When I say I got into it accidentally, it pretty much is the truth, because I entered that talent contest on a dare, not dreaming that I'd win it.
Oh, really?
And the next thing I knew, I was making records, and I was, you know, I don't know, it just kind of fell together. But after I'd been in it for several years, longer around 1970 or so, I decided that I wanted to do some other things. So I set out in life and conquered some other things I wanted to do. One was that I had a good friend that had a 160,000-acre ranch out in West Texas. And he said if I'd come out there, he'd hire me on as a cowboy. And that's what I did. I left Nashville. I went out there and hired on and stayed there about a year or so. And then I went over to Dallas, Fort Worth area, and I had a friend that worked on a railroad over there, and I was going to hire out on the Santa Fe Railroad just for a kick, you know, work there a couple of months just to see I'd done it. And I wound up staying there for years. I started out as a brakeman, became a conductor, and then I wound up as a locomotive engineer. And,
wow.
And then all the time I was doing that, I was crop dusting. I got my commercial pilot's license, you know, during that period of time, and I wound up doing crop dusting on the side, and when I retired from the railroad, I went full-time crop dusting, and I've been doing that for 34 years.
That is so cool.
I flew today, as a matter of fact. I flew a little today.
Wow.
I usually fly around 400 to 800 hours a year crop dusting.
Wow. That is incredible. You literally have done it all. You've done every single, you know, thing that people, you know, dream about doing. I mean, that's really cool. I mean, you reach for the stars, literally.
Well, I've tried.
Yeah.
Like I say, I never grew up. You could never convince me that I couldn't do what I wanted to do, you know, so.
It's true.
I got to
that's
do
it. True.
Anyway,
way to be.
I moved out here to Glen Rose, Texas a little over 20 years ago, and my wife and I, we bought a little ranch out here, and that's where we live now. And I've got 9 kids of my own, 7 girls and 2 boys. I've got the 18th grandchild on the way, and I've got 2 great-grandchildren.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. Congratulations.
Yeah. I've been busy. I've paid my dues.
Yes. They're probably very proud. Very proud. Wow. How cool. How cool. You know, and I bet all of this stuff will be in your book when that comes out. So that's what I'm very looking forward to, being able to read every single thing that, you know, went down, and that'll be really, 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 really cool to do, you know. And I'm definitely going to buy it, and I'm hoping to get it signed, just saying, throwing it out there. Throwing it out there. But that's really, really cool. Very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Well, it probably sounds a lot more exciting than it actually was when the things were all happening, you know what I mean? Stories tend to get better as time goes by.
Because it's just so, you know, not a lot of people can say that they've done that kind of stuff. So, I mean, just hearing about it, it's pretty amazing. Definitely. Very, very amazing. I love it. I love it. And, you know, you have some... you pretty much done it all, and you have amazing, amazing songs. We have a couple more here that we are going to play. I know one we're going to play a little bit at the end of the show, probably to close out the show, and we could do something special out of it. But I would love to play your song now called Day for Decision, and we'll be right back.
You want me to tell you about that before
we
play it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Please do.
When I recorded that, I recorded it in the old Studio B there at RCA Victor. 1966, and my manager at that time was a man named Gene Nash, and he met me at the door of the studio in the afternoon when I arrived and handed me the words to this music or recitation that you're about to play. It was written by a newsman there in Nashville named Alan Nelson, and I'd never seen it before. I'd never heard it before. And we were going into the studio to do our standard country session and just had the musicians for that session, you know. And when this was a last-minute deal, and so he said, you go into this room here and you read this over and over till you get familiar with it. In the meantime, I'm getting an arranger over here. We're getting more musicians and this and that, and we're going to do this. And he said, this is going to be a monster hit for you. And okay. So,
okay.
It was about 7 o'clock the next morning when we came out of the studio, and we had finished that. And I mean, it was a big production, and it was all put together on the spur of the moment. I'm telling you this because it'll make you appreciate what you're going to hear more. But, when we came out, we all went to breakfast, and I said, "There is no way that will make a hit." And I said, "This is basically chewing out the general public." And I said, I don't think people are going to go for it. Well, I was very, very wrong. It was a big hit, and Warner Brothers said it sold faster than anything that, you know, they couldn't keep up. They had to run several pressing plants 24 hours a day pressing the records to keep the supply out there, you know what I mean? But anyway, that's kind of the way this happened. I'd never seen or heard it before I walked into the studio that afternoon.
Wow, that is incredible.
So, see if you think I did a good job.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure you did, because, I mean, so many people just love this song, and like you said, it's a big hit, and I'm very excited to play it on my show, Day for Decision. Let's do it. Here we go, by Johnny C.
The other day I heard someone say, you know, America is in real trouble. It's true. Old Glory has never fallen so close to the earth. Our embassies are being stoned. Our diplomats are often in fear for their lives. And we're involved in a half dozen nameless, winless conflicts, spilling American blood on foreign soil. Our young men are dying for ideals which don't seem to mean too much to Americans anymore. The truth is, America's real trouble doesn't lie in the rice paddies of Vietnam, in the masses of Red China, or in the diabolical intrigues to the south of us. The real trouble lies in the playgrounds of St. Louis, the hillside mansions of San Francisco, and in the slums of Chicago. The disease which is slowly eating away at the heart of America lives in the small southern towns, the fishing villages of New England, and in the hot, dusty streets of the Midwest. This is the age of the American cynic, the year of the unbeliever, the day of doubt,
We've killed all the sacred cows and destroyed all the images, and there's nothing left to respect. Old-fashioned love of God, country and family is passé. We stare at our shoelaces when they play the national anthem. We wouldn't want to be seen at a political rally or a town hall meeting. And we don't want to be caught with our eyes closed during public prayers. We've decided the only way to get into public office is to buy it. Our heroes are the fast guys who get away with things. Patriotism, the old hand over the heart, flag-waving, singing patriotism, has been condemned. Think about this. Patriotism, when you tear away the fancy phrases and crepe paper, is plain and simple pride. It's a new car, prettier girl, bigger house sort of pride and country. Somewhere along the way, we've lost that pride. Our form of government is the same. We still say America stands for the same things. But next time you're at a party, ask someone to sing America with you and see what happens. The basic ideals and structure of America hasn't changed. We have you and me. Our enemies know it. They've seen the newsreels of the discontented marching around the Capitol. They've distorted and blown up our mistakes. They've been putting steel wedges in the cracks in our wall of solidarity. The new idea is, don't attack America. Wear it down gradually. It'll eventually fall under the weight of its own corruption. And did you know it's working? This sneering complacency, once stamped out by the bloody feet of a tattered Continental Army in 1776, once drowned beneath the keel of the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor Bay, has risen again. This deadly let George do it attitude lights the way for the Viet Cong in the swampy jungles of Vietnam. This better red than dead cancer is more feared by the American soldier than all the communist mortar shells. It kills the vitality and spirit of America. Democracy is a frail and fragile instrument made of hope, prayer, and Yankee ingenuity. It is held together by 4th of July flag-waving patriotism, and we've almost exhausted our supply of it. Try this test. Lift your eyes to a flag, then sing out, as loud as you can, that old, outworn, antiquated freedom hymn you learned so many years ago. For Purple Mountain's Majesty. Above the fruited plain. America. America. God shed his grace on thee. Now if you feel a little pride welling up inside of you, if you feel a little mist in your eye, then thank God for you, mister. You're still an American.
My computer just completely, like, blanked out. That's hilarious. That was Day 4 Decision, and I want to thank you so, so much for sharing that song with us, Johnny C. I really appreciate it.
I was happy to do it anytime.
Oh, thank you so, so much. And your last song here that we're going to play, Three Six Packs, we're going to actually play that at the end of the show. So, you know, kind of to close it up, we'll do something special with it. And thanks again so, so much. And we ran out of time, but I really would love to have you back on anytime. Anytime you have anything to update, we'd love to. Yeah.
All right. Well, you just let me know, and I'll make time.
Oh, thank you so, so much. And it was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. And I hope you enjoyed the rest of your Valentine's Day.
I liked it very much. And thank you, Josie, for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure. Talk with you real soon, okay? Thank you so much.
All right.
Johnny C. Bye.
Happy Valentine to you, by the way.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you so, so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, good night.
Johnny C. Have a great night. Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, so I apologize, everybody. My computer, like, completely went down. But the show must go on. It kind of scared me a little bit. I'm starting to think that the studio's a little haunted because I was listening to the song and then all of a sudden it just crashed. That was a little scary. But I am very excited for my next guest that we have on right now. So please welcome to the show Greg Camp. Woohoo! Hello.
Happy Valentine's Day, girl.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us on our special Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah, it would be my the computer crash when I come through the door.
It was kind of freaky.
Yeah.
But I'm very, very excited to be chatting with you and play your songs tonight. Very excited.
Awesome.
Yes, yes. So I really want to kind of start from the beginning, how music all, you know, started for you. How did you get all started with this?
I don't know. My grandmother and my grandfather were both songwriters, so I learned a lot listening to them growing up, I guess. I started taking piano lessons when I was a little kid and picked up the guitar and started writing songs as a teenager, I guess, and got a, I don't know, maybe 300 plus songs now. Just, it's hard to get in the studio on a budget that we run on these days. We have to play a lot to save the money to get in. So hopefully we'll get some CDs sold tonight on the show, and that'd be a good thing. And get us back in the studio, let more of these go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, like I said, we're going to play some of your songs, and we're going to just spread the news tonight.
There you go.
We will definitely make sure we get all of that information out where people can check you out. And, you know, I always am curious, you know, with artists out there who are, you know, singers or songwriters or whatever it may be, how they kind of started listening to music. So, you know, what's your who are your biggest musical influences? Who kind of started you and, you know, who are you a fan of?
I don't know. I guess I was born in 1970, so I was raised on Elvis, Johnny Cash, Waylon, Willie, Hank Jr., things like that. Me and my parents used to go to a lot of concerts, Alabama. I don't know. I love lots of music. Later on in my teenage years, I got into rock and roll, especially the 80s rock. And I don't know. Started getting in bands about the mid-90s and playing in Nashville, but we've been country forever. I was never able to sing the rock songs that I wrote. I worked a lot with another friend of mine, Miles, who actually did the vocals on those songs. But yeah, as far as the country songs go, I was able to sing them, so that's where I kind of took my music in that direction.
Awesome. You listed, you know, all the greats, and I like that you know, love all sorts of, you know, music. You love music in general. I'm that way, too.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes. And you have great music out now, circling the web and the airwaves. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now?
Closing Time's a song I wrote a couple of years ago. It was basically, I don't know, I've been trying to write it for a couple of years, a bunch of song titles, you know, like you were talking about your influences, song titles from different songs I liked, and I'd try to scramble them up and make a song out of it. And I guess I probably filled up a couple of hundred trash cans before I got it wrote, but I finally wrote Closing Time, and I went to a wedding one day. It was actually a Mormon wedding. It was the third time the couple had gotten married that day, and the DJ played The Dance by Garth Brooks, and I was sitting there thinking, you know, this is like the 100th time I've been to a wedding and heard The Dance, and no knock to Garth Brooks, he's awesome, but The Dance is not a wedding song. It's more of about, you know, missed opportunities versus taking the opportunity to tell someone you love them and ask them to be your wife, I guess. So I went home and wrote Tell Me That You Love Me the next morning, and Yeah, it's been a good song so far. We just got released today on iTunes, so hopefully everybody will go down and download it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love iTunes because you could put it, you know, just kind of, you know, you could buy it and then you could put it on all of your iDevices, your iPhones, iPads, it doesn't matter. You put it everywhere.
That's it. Bug all your friends to share it. We've been doing that all day.
Do it. Oh, yes, do it, everyone. Come on, make sure you guys support
Tell me that you love me, baby.
Love it, love it. It's very easy, iTunes people. And also, I heard that you recently put out a video that you created. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's very, like I said, shoestring budget. I did a little video for Tell Me That You Love Me on Stupid Flicks there on YouTube or whatever. There's a little video to it, but nothing too grand yet. Main thing was to get it recorded and get it out there. So we're trying to target David's Bridal, so maybe some bigger markets like that, to sell it as a wedding song more than so much for radio. But got some friends already playing it on radio, too. And I'd like to thank Jim Quentin, definitely, for all his help with my music. He's been playing a lot of our songs. We sure appreciate it.
Oh, that is amazing, amazing. And it's perfectly, you know, perfectly fitting, you know, since today is Valentine's Day and it is our Valentine's episode. You know, your special song, Tell Me That You Love Me. Can you tell us a little bit about this song before we play it? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I think I just told you. It's pretty much, I don't know, I went to a wedding and this, everything I heard was, it was good but outdated. So I decided to write a wedding song, like straight to the point, I guess, from my husband to his wife. If he was going to ask her to marry him, and just being Valentine's Day, I couldn't ask God for a better day for iTunes to release it. So real proud of the song, and hope everybody likes it.
Oh, we will. So let's play it right now, Tell Me That You Love Me, and we will be right back. Here we go.
Yes, ma'am.
Check it out.
I want you to be my wife. I want to share my life with you. Cut the cake, smash it in my face. Girl, you always had to be the funny one, the pretty one, the only one. Well, baby, tell me that you love me. Be that angel up above me. Be the only lover beside me when it's time to call it a night. Dreams over, fall asleep on my shoulder, take my heart and set love free, tell me that you love me.
Valentine's. I was telling me that you love me, and it's a perfect Valentine's song. So everyone, please make sure you check that out. Like Greg Camp said, it's on iTunes, so please make sure you check it out. And also, can you give out your social networking sites or websites so people can chat with you and get to know you better?
Yes, ma'am. You can find me on Facebook for sure. I think me and you are friends, actually, Josie.
Yeah.
And iTunes, Reverb Nation, we're on SoundCloud. That's about it. Actually, someone created a Twitter page for me, but I don't even know how to get to it. I don't tweet much. We do more playing than tweeting around here.
I like it. That's what you have to do. More playing. That's what you got to do. And definitely Facebook is a good one. So I'm friends with you, and I know everybody else should be as well. So after the show, please make sure you add them on Facebook. And also, what are, you know, one dream or goal that you have for your music? Where would you like to see all this take you?
I don't know, Josie. Maybe you could go out and sing it on the Grand Ole Opry one night and make us all famous. I don't know.
See, that is an amazing goal.
Yeah,
I mean,
as a songwriter, you want to write a number one song, so I guess that's probably everybody's dream. If not, we would settle for a couple of top tens, something to kind of help pay the bills. Would be nice if somebody could step in as an investor, you know, even and maybe help out with some of the costs of the studio. It's incredible what it costs to bring the music out like it does. But
it's true.
Either way, we keep plugging along.
Yep, it's true. That's what you have to do is just keep working at it, and you do. You work very, very hard, and I know how crazy it is, you know, to put out music out there. It's not cheap. So,
yeah, I know it's the world's easiest job. It just takes about 12 hours and don't pay real well.
Right, pretty much, yes. But definitely, those are really, really good goals. And, hey, come on, start a petition for that Grand Ole Opry thing. Just saying, people, just anybody out there.
I hear you. I got to meet little Jimmy before he checks on out of here with everybody else, seems like.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And another song here that we have yours called At Closing Time. So I'd love to play that right now, if you don't mind.
Yes, ma'am. We'd love to hear it.
Awesome. Let's do it. At Closing Time.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Guitar. Would you like to play a song with me? I got a million places I could go, but nowhere else I wanna be. We could sing about last night, maybe write a couple more. Don't play stop loving her today or anymore. Cause from Main Street back to Memphis, Folsom Prison, killing time. Well, here's a quarter high on a mountain. She calls to angels the closing time. You're a gift and you're a curse. Guys like me, unafraid to spread their wings and get lost in the melody. Ride a free bird across the sky. Don't forget I saw the light. Sing me back home tonight, and I'll walk the line. Cause from Main Street back to Memphis, Folsom Prison. Here's a quarter high on a mountain. She calls to angels at closing time.
Folsom Prison, killing time. Well, here's a quarter.
Closing Time by Greg Camp, and we're back with him right now on the Josie Show. And a great, great question that I love to ask all of my guests. What is, you know, who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career so far? It could be a fellow artist or, you know, songwriter, anybody. Who would you say?
I don't know. I'd say probably as a little kid. My mom was real big into Ronnie McDowell, I guess. I told you we're Elvis fans. Mm-hmm. When he passed away, Ronnie came along with The King Is Gone, and I was fortunate enough to get to meet Ronnie and Conway Twitty on several of their tours, and I don't know. They took a lot of pictures of me and actually made a big goofball out of me, but it gave a little boy a lot to dream about, I guess, you know. So
yeah,
getting to go out and see them, go see Alabama. We met a lot of people along the way, but my dad, I guess, would probably be my biggest influence in life, period. He's got 3 Purple Hearts from Vietnam. Great man. Worked his butt off his whole life, and just been a great inspiration and everything to me. Him and Mom are still together. They've never been with anybody else. They met when they were 13.
Aww.
At the skating rink. They're about to celebrate their 45th wedding anniversary. And,
wow.
Two people falling in love and staying together. They've been a big influence on my life.
That is a good answer. And amazing. Wow. I mean, just happy Valentine's Day to them and happy anniversary as well.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Mom and Dad, if you listen out there tonight.
Yes. Big time happy anniversary. Happy anniversary and happy Valentine's Day. 2-in-1. That's amazing. That's so cool.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Incredible, incredible story. And, you know, also I was wondering, what are some projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works so far? Any new stuff that you got coming out?
We always got new stuff coming out. We are just trying to get this EP done right now. We've got 3 tracks done and working on getting at least maybe an 8-track EP put together and start shopping into some of the record labels or something. My ultimate goal is to be a songwriter anyway. I kind of get stuck singing a lot because I don't want to pay someone else to do it, basically. But
right.
I don't know. People still like it and buy it, so whatever pays the bills at the end of the day, I guess. We like to make music and sing. We just never try to be the best. Just try to be running with somebody heading in a positive direction, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
Somebody
and
that ain't
going
to swallow the ring, Josie.
Wow. I have to say, you know, for your new fans out there, that I hope are, after the show, support his music by buying on iTunes and check out all of his stuff on, you know, Facebook and just check everything out. But, you know, do you have any upcoming performances where your new fans out there can check you out? Anything upcoming they want to check you out?
Nothing like right in the near future. No, we're in the studio working on things, and we usually play a lot along the coast in the spring and the summer, and head back toward Nashville in the fall and try to turn things in and hope and pray for a good year again, you know.
Okay.
It all depends really at the end of the day on, you know, how many downloads you get and if you got investors or you get, you know, just if you got a good booking agent. I'm lucky enough I got a good booking agent. I don't really have to work too hard at booking shows, but just getting to them sometimes is kind of difficult. But, you know, we do what we got to do. Right now we're focusing on the EP and the songwriting mainly. So,
but
we sure appreciate you letting us be on your show, Miss Josie.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And I'm definitely, after the show, going to post all of your links on all of our pages. So everybody, just click away. You check out all of your stuff. And also, I believe my producer has something to add to the conversation.
You just had a message come into your Facebook from Don Caldwell. I guess he just made friends here with Greg Camp, and
awesome. He
wanted to say that he likes your songs very much.
Nice.
Well, thank you, Don. We appreciate it, man. Like I say, share it with your friends. Tell anybody, send us a friend request on Facebook. We take everybody, as long as they ain't being ugly. That's it. you know what
Amen.
I mean?
Check it out.
Yeah, we don't kick nobody out unless they try to get kicked out.
That's right. That's right. Wow. See, new fans, new friends out there. And remember, make sure you support the music. And I thank you so, so much for taking the time to chat with me and come on the show on our Valentine's Day episode. Thank you so, so much. It was so awesome talking to you.
Yes, ma'am, Josie. It was awesome talking to you, and happy Valentine's Day, girl.
Thank you so much. You too, and thank you very, very much for coming on. And I would love to have you back on anytime. Anytime you have anything to promote, we're here for you.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be giving you a call.
Sounds good. Please do. Thank you so much. And have a great rest of your night. Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Thank you so, so much. Great camp, everybody.
Bye-bye, Joe.
Bye-bye. Thank you so, so much. Awesome, awesome. I had a great time chatting with all three of my guests tonight. It was a jam-packed show. We got to talk to the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful James Michael Miller. We also got to talk to Johnny C. And then we just got off the line with Greg Camp. So what we still have to do now is the VIP members. We have some announcements, and also we're going to feature a new song from the one and only Jason Terry. So I'm very excited about that. But first, I want to do my announcements before I push the mic over to my producer over here. So first off, the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for February will be aired on February 27th at 7 p.m. Central. I know we were getting a lot of comments on when we were going to do it, because they just seem to really love our Country Blast Countdowns, because, I mean, it's the fans. It's what the fans want, and so they're really interested in, you know, keeping up with if their artist is on there. So we are definitely continuing with that. It'll be on February 27th, so please make sure you check that out. And also next Friday on The Josie Show, my guests will be Billy Jack Purnell, Pat Roden, and we will also catch up with Janice Maynard. So all three guests, another jam-packed show for next Friday. And our special edition for February will be on Monday, February 24th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone with special edition guest Bobby Flores. So please make sure you check that show out as well. And also, we have to give a big special thank you and shout out to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, for re-airing our shows. So please get all of those airing details and check it all out. All you have to do is click on our syndication tab on our site at josieshow.com to check out these wonderful, wonderful radio shows who just are amazing and play our shows after they air. I mean, I appreciate it. I can't say more about them. So please, CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio. Now let's bring it on to my producer, who's going to be talking a little bit about our VIP members and then our songs we're going to play. So bring it.
Oh, yeah. VIPs and songs. It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's start with VIP member Tim Garman. This is his second year with us as a VIP member, so we're thrilled to have him. You can find Tim Garman at timgarmanmusic.com. Next, Larry Massey. You can find him at reverbnation.com/LarryMassey. Wayne Jacobs. Find him at waynejacobs.co. And remember, all of these artists are on Facebook, so go ahead and type their name in the search bar, friend them on Facebook, like their pages, whatever it is that the particular artist has, because then you will always be updated on the latest and the greatest, because I know Wayne Jacobs has posted some new songs this week. I know we shared those on Josie's page, so you can find a lot of that information on Josie's page as well every week. So make sure you take a listen. He's really got an incredible voice. Next, Rick Seaman. You can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman. seaman.3. Fraser Newcomb, you can find him at frasernewcomb.com. And if you check out his site or his Facebook, whichever you go to, he actually is coming to the U.S. for a tour. So make sure you catch that information and you don't miss it anywhere. Next, Brad Howard. You can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music or reverbnation.com/Brad Howard. And just so that you know, for Brad Howard, he has got a performance tomorrow night, Saturday night on the 15th. It starts at 9 o'clock p.m. I believe it goes to 1 a.m. And he is going to be at the Southern Star, which is at 53 Lakewood Drive, Beech Grove, Tennessee. So if you're in Tennessee, make sure you go check that out. He's going to be playing with the band. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. You are definitely not going to want to miss that show. So make sure you check him out there. Next, let's go ahead and talk about Vince Anthony. Vince Anthony, you can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. That's where you can find out where he's going to be playing. It's got videos of his performances. You can buy his music there. He's on CD Baby. So make sure you check that out. He is actually playing tonight for Valentine's Day at the Alpine Tavern and Grill in Upper Michigan. And he's got more shows coming up. So make sure you keep an eye out for all of that good stuff for Vince Anthony as well. So just to go ahead and recap, our Josie Show VIP members are Tim Garman, Vince Anthony, Larry J. Massey, Wayne Jacobs, Brad Howard, Rick Seaman, and Fraser Newcomb. Again, you can find them all on Facebook, and if you forget who they are or how to spell their names or where to find them, you can always go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and you will find all of their pictures and their clickable links to take you to their sites. Now, remember, if you want to become a Josie Show VIP member and take advantage of all these benefits for an entire year, the only thing you have to do is go to that VIP membership tab at josieshow.com. You can sign up. It literally takes less than a minute to sign up, and you have benefits of promotion from the Josie Show for an entire year. All right, so Josie,
yeah.
I think it's time to get
it
to
is.
Some of that music.
It definitely is. Thank you so much for telling us all about what's going on with our VIP members. And now let's do some songs here. How about we start off with Johnny C's song that we didn't get to during his interview, 3 6-packs. And we will be right back. Let's play it right now.
Sounds awesome. Here we go.
Here we go.
I find is best for me. 3 6-packs, 2 1s and a jukebox makes me forget you one more day. To try his best to put to rest a memory, and my back is to the wall, and this is best for me. 3 6-packs, 2 arms and a jukebox makes me
And that was a wonderful song, 3-6 Packs by Johnny C. My mic completely went out as well from the beginning. I don't know what's going on here. Probably the snowstorm. But I finally got on. Second attempt. So now I want to play a featured song, our featured song for tonight on the Josie Show. It's Jason Terry's new song, Letting Go. And it's such a great, great, amazing, amazing song, which is rightfully why it is our featured song. And he's a great show friend of the Josie Show as well. He's been on our show.
He's been on our show a couple of times, maybe.
I don't even know. It's been so many times.
Some of his new music, right? Yes. And honestly, incredible songwriter.
It is.
Unbelievable vocals. I mean, honestly, I haven't. It's been a long time since I felt like that. That I was like. Well,
boom!
It stopped me in my tracks. Sure did.
It did. It
sure did.
It's such a great song, and it's called Letting Go, and it's our featured song. So let's play this featured song right now. Jason Terry, our friend Jason Terry, right now. Here we go, everybody. Check it out.
Woo!
I'm at a war with myself. Still stuck in this prison called life, not knowing where to turn. I even thought about taking my life, but there's a sea of guilt inside. Well, there's a person that I've tried to hide, and the weight of this shame's too much. But I'm not ready to give up. I dropped to my knees in prayer. Now I'm letting go of the man I used to be. I give you control, and now I'm set free. This is not my will, but yours be done. So fill me with your love and your compassion. I'm letting go tonight, letting go of me. I've seen life through different eyes. I'm feeling pain. I've tried to hide. I've cried a million tears, and now I'm able to face my fears. And I know I can't do this myself, so God give me something else.
Yeah.
And that was our featured song, Letting Go, by our Josie Show friend, Jason Terry. And so now I just want to thank you all so much for tuning in to another wonderful episode of The Josie Show and our Valentine's episode. And I hope all you lovebirds out there had a wonderful lovebirds. I like that. That's so cute. Had a wonderful Valentine's Day. And thank you all so much for tuning in, and we will chat with you guys next Friday. And I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your night. Good night, everybody. Mwah! Mm-hmm, my famous worldwide smooch. Yep. Night! I'm weird.